அவாங் மனசகோச்சரம் ஆத்மானம் அகிலாதாரம் ஆஶ்ரயே பீஷ்ட சித்தயே அர்த்ததோபி அத்வயானந்தான் அதீத த்வைத பானத குருன் ஆராத்ய வேதாந்த சாரம் வக்ஷேய தாமதி. Okay, so last time we saw the background of preparation. Okay, now if you look at, it's all traditional paradigm, but if you look at it in short, it is nothing but living a dharmic life, a life committed to your duty, etc., committed to pursuing what you want with the right attitudes, avoiding things you should not be doing, and some worship. If you look at it in a nutshell, this is what it is. To live a life based on principles, dharma, dharma-centered living that we saw in our workshops, dharma-centered living. And what do you call as living by certain healthy attitudes, some worship of Ishvara, etc. That's all the basis for it. Then because of that, he says, you get a certain maturity of life. If you live like this, okay. This is one thing I noticed in full measure in someone like Commodore. That's why I mentioned him today, you know, when he talked about people who had gone. Okay. Without being able to name any one of the qualifications, he had all of them. You ask him, what are the qualifications studying Vedanta? He couldn't name one. But he had all of them. Why? Because this is a life he has lived. Yeah. A life facing situations, tragedies, everything, and handling it very well. Every naval action from World War II onwards he has seen. Okay. World War II, he is a midshipman, young trainee. Yeah. 71, he outrank me by 30 years. That's how it goes. And he lost a son, son-in-law, but not embittered by it. Look at it, these experiences can embitter you, make you depressed, cynical, none of that. Loving, compassionate, mature. So all that is being summed up, a little fine-tuned, summed up into what we call as qualification for studying Vedanta. To study Vedanta, these are the qualifications. In fact, if you have these qualifications, Vedanta will work in you. Even without all of them. Without all of them meaning? In proper measure. Some of it will always be there in everyone. You cannot live a life in today's society without having some of these qualifications. Some may be good, some may be wanting. Some may have to be fine-tuned. But to some extent it is there. That much is enough to get insights into the truth, because the traditional teaching will take care of that. But to make it a fact of your life, you need all this. So all this comes from the maturity of your living. Maturity of your living meaning, how have you lived and how have you looked at your life and your experiences? Why? Because that is the important part. I was a very trusting man. But I got cheated 3 times. Therefore, now I will trust nobody. 3 times you got cheated. What about all the hundreds of times when everything went well? That you are not taking. Only the 3 you are focusing on. Therefore, I will trust nobody now. This is a problem of catastrophizing. Remember that distorted thinking and all. So the learning is coming like that. Instead of that, have the proper learning. Hey, most people can be trusted. There are some who cannot be. If you look at it like that, it's healthier, a more mature outlook. To say everybody can be trusted is also not correct. That's very new agey. Everybody cannot be trusted. Nobody can be trusted is also equally wrong. Most people can be. So this learning of life, from learning from your experiences, by analyzing your experiences, etc., what is the distilled learning that comes? The distilled learning that comes is put as a qualification for studying Vedanta. This is put in your Mundaka Upanishad that we have seen here as Pariksha Lokan, having examined life. What is the conclusion you are coming out of it? Okay, having examined life. Here, look at it. He had mentioned the 15th verse we saw last time. Just the mention of the fourfold qualification. Now, in each one of them, detail. Nitya nitya vastu vivekaha. Tavad. Brahmaiva nityam vastu. Tataha anyad. Akhilam anityamiti vivechanam. This conclusion, vivechanam. What is that? He says, what is nitya nitya vastu viveka? He says, is this vivechanam? What is vivechanam? Remember, the knowledge of the truth is not simple information. We are not describing Atma is like this, like this, like this, like this. You want to know the Atma? It is like this, like this, like this. Atma is what? I and not I is mixed up together. Na? Therefore, you need a mind that can do this viveka, separating out issues. In an issue, everything is mixed up. How do you separate out things? I have given you all a tool for that separation also. If you remember when we did the communication workshop, I did something called the awareness wheel. Remember? The awareness wheel, where I said on an issue, what is your data? What are your thoughts? What are your feelings? What are your desires? What is it that you want to do? All this, because everything comes mixed up inside. No? Separate out. Hey, this is data. This is fact. This is what I am thinking about it. Don't equate both of it. I may be thinking like this, but this is what I'm feeling about it. Okay. I have a desire, but I don't want to do anything about it. Or I want to do something about it. So all this clarity that has to come in, this is called clear thinking. Everybody says, think clearly, communicate clearly. But what is clear thinking? Being able to do that viveka. So here he talks about the height of it. Brahma eva nityam vastu. Brahman is only reality. Everything else is anityam. Anyat sarvam. Akhilam anityam niti. Everything else is anityam. If you know this, you know the truth. He's saying, apataha. Apatataha. In general. You don't know the details. You know, hey, people say, the whole world, everything is changing in the world. Correct. Everything is changing. To recognize change, should you not be in a framework which is free from that change? You are in a train. How do you know how fast it is going? You have to refer to a framework that does not move. It's only with respect to that you are not moving. No? So when you say everything is changing, what does it mean? There is a reference, a frame which does not change. And since you are the one who is seeing the change, you are in that framework which doesn't change. In fact, you are that framework. In general, recognizing that. Or, you have heard about Brahman. In this context, you are a Vaidikaha, you are doing Nitya Nitya Karma, etc. You learned your own Veda, you learned to chant the Taittiriya Upanishad, you heard Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma, Yo Veda Nihitam Guhayam. So Ashnute Sarvan Kaman Saha. Oh, Anantam Brahma. There is something called Brahman which is Anantam. If I get that, all my desires are fulfilled. Some general knowledge. You don't understand the exact meaning of it. But some general knowledge you have. In today's world, books, na? Jonathan Livingston Seagull, Siddhartha, The Razor's Edge, Somerset Maugham. Siddhartha Herman has. Siegel, Richard Barnes. So you have these books which give you some sort of general idea. There is something beyond all that. So that is what I want to know. It is also, if you look at the next verse, okay, let us look at the next and I'll handle both together. This is Viveka. If Viveka is there, Vairagya can follow. What is that? What is Vairagya? Aihikanam Sak Chandra Manitadi Vishya Bhoganam Karma Janyataya Anityatvad Amushmikanam Api Amrutadi Vishya Bhoganam Anityataya Tebhyaha Nitaram Virati Iha Mutrartha Phala Bhoga Viragaha. Second qualification, Vairagyam. Vairagyam is what? Iha, here in this life. Amutra, hereafter, heaven ityadi. Artha phala bhoga. Artham, what you gained, object that you gained, which is the result of your karma. Tasya bhogaha, enjoyment. Viragaha. You're not bothered about it. You're not interested in it. You're objective towards it. Objective is a better word. Okay? Viraga literally means you're not interested in it. Why? Like he is clarifying that. When you say Aihikanam, Iha, what do you mean? Iha, meaning Aihikanam, that which is here. What is that? Srak Chandra Vanitadi Naam. Vanitadi Vishya Bhoganam. Vishya Bhogam. Iha meaning Vishya Bhoga. We are connected with your enjoyments now. What is the Vishya Bhoga? Srak Chandra Vanita. This is a very traditional expression. Srak Chandra Vanita. Srak is your garland, ornamentation. All of us like accessories. We all like to accessorize. Previously, olden times, even men used to wear ornaments. Okay. Now you only wear accessories. You don't wear ornaments. Srak. Chandanam. Chandanam is all your perfumeries. Imagine the amount of money that is sent on it. Yeah, $3,000, $5,000, one small bottle. What is that? Okay. Yeah. That is a normal ones available. I'm sure there are ones which are much more costly also. Yeah. Chandanam. Olden days, Chandanam. All this say. No. Musk. Musk was there. Musk is now, modern perfumes also have musk. Musk was old. Okay. Then, Vanita, your sexuality issues. That's also bhoga. Okay. Yeah. Because a man is writing it, he says woman. Okay. Otherwise, reverse way. Okay. Vanita dinam. Okay. Vishya bhoga nam. All these are things of enjoyment for you. You can include laddu, puri, sabo bhi aal sakta andar, okay? Or Diwali aa raha hai na, abhi jalebi, all that also can be included into it. All of them, he says, bhoga naam, which are karma janyataya. Because they are karma janyam, how did you get it? Because of your action, no? Sarak chandanam you have to buy with the money that you earn. A relationship you have to build up. Again, karma. And if it is karma based, anityam, an action and is done in time and place. Result will come in time and place. 6 minutes, all over. That's it. Yeah. That's supposed to be the average. Okay. 1 week of wooing, 6 minutes is all over. Finished. Karma janya, it na time and about it's over. Abhi kya? Gone, finished. Karma janya taya. Okay, api. It's all any result of action doesn't last forever. It lasts forever, you'll get bored. Like the priest comes and tells this couple, you know, ye sab puja karo, karwa chauth karo, saat janam ke liye saat saat rahega. Saat janam ke liye nahi chahiye yaar, hey, one janam is too much. Seven janmas is also anityam. Seven janmas is also anityam. Yeah. Who wants? Anything finite is like that. In other words, what he's saying is, to see the limitations of any finite enjoyments, your heart is in for something permanent. For that ananda which does not go away. You want to be at peace. Shantaha. Yeah, you want to be fulfilled. That's what you want to be. You don't know how to get it. Therefore, you conclude, these things will get me. If you have viveka, you will understand these things will not get me. Therefore, your heart follows suit and says, for temporary enjoyment, these are all fine, nothing more. It's like enjoying a cold drink on a hot day and saying, that's all. That's called objectivity. To be able to take it in that level and leave it at that level. How much is you expected? Like sometimes when couples have a problem, I ask them to write out what they expect from each other. And once this lady comes to me and she writes out a list. It's a true story. That's why I'm saying lady, okay? Because not that men don't do, but in this particular case, a lady. She had put 20 items there. 20 items. Okay, fine. Her standards are high. She wants 20 items. But I looked at them and I said, the first 12, only a guru can give you. He must make me grow spiritually. Husband is expected to make you grow spiritually. That type of, what he can do to make you grow spiritually, you won't like. He'll go and have an affair, you'll grow spiritually. You won't like that. So I said, the first 12, first 12, only a guru can give you. Remaining 8, a husband can give you. Are you getting that 8? Yeah. I said, then you should be happy in the marriage. But you're not happy because you're expecting out of it what you cannot get it. What you cannot get. But with this 8, I'm not totally happy. You will not be. You'll be happy as far as the relationship. What happiness a relationship can give you, you will get. More than that, you won't get. That is moksha. More than that is moksha. Job. No job satisfaction. Why? Are you paid then? Oh, yes. Do you enjoy your job? Yes. You're a good boss? Yes. You're good juniors? Yes. You're a good team? Yes. Ideal job, yeah. Correct? Good pay. You're enjoying your job. You're growing in your job. You're good seniors, good juniors, good teammates. Aur kya chahiye? Ideal. But job satisfaction, it is not nothing to do with the job. A job can give you this maximum. I want more than that. More than that, moksha. You won't get moksha in a job. But you're looking for moksha in the job. That's why you're not getting it. You're looking for moksha in a relationship. Definitely you'll not get it. Yeah. You're looking for moksha in your child's behavior. Guaranteed you'll not get it. Guaranteed you'll not get it. In your enjoyments, you will not get it. Holiday. Aray, a nice holiday, I'll go on. After a month, I want to go home back now. Chalo. Sleep in my own bed. I got fed up of hotel rooms and outside food. Now I want to be back home. Why do you leave in the first place? I wanted to get away from here. Because you see the limitations of this. Then I want to get away from there because you saw the limitations of that. Bas ho gaya. This is how life is. If you are expecting moksha in all of them, forget it. It won't happen. To recognize that. By saying anityam, this is what he means. That anityam finite, therefore, you will get only that much out of it. Everything will give you something. Therefore, I want to do it all. All you will get is burnout. Then, if you want to do it all, you will only get burnout. And ulcers and heart attack by 40. If you've not had it, you're lucky. Because how can you do it all? You only have 24 hours in a day. Yeah. Similarly, he says, okay, Amushmikanam, if you go to heaven, etc. Okay, అమృతాది విషయ భోగాన. అమృతం, నెక్టర్. ఓకే, యు ఆర్ నాట్ సాటిస్ఫైడ్ విత్ సింగిల్ మాల్ట్, ఈవెన్ ద నెక్టర్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ థింగ్. ఓకే బాబా, ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ ఫైన్, నో ప్రాబ్లమ్. బట్ రిమెంబర్, దే ఆర్ ఆల్సో అనిత్యం. వై? కర్మజన్యత్వాత్. హౌ డిడ్ యూ గో దేర్? ఆన్ ద బేసిస్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ పుణ్య. యువర్ పుణ్య యూ డిడ్ ఆన్ ఎర్త్, పుణ్య ఇస్ ద రిజల్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ద గుడ్ దట్ యు హావ్ డన్. రిలీజియస్ పుణ్య, హెల్పింగ్ పీపుల్, దట్ పుణ్య, బోత్. రీచింగ్ అవుట్ పుణ్య, దిస్ పుణ్య, ఆల్ దట్. డ్యూటీ ఓరియంటేషన్ పుణ్య, ఆల్ దట్. ఇట్స్ ఆల్ ఫైనైట్. దేర్ఫోర్ ద రిజల్ట్ ఆఫ్ యాక్షన్ వెన్ యూ గో టు హెవెన్, దే విల్ ఆల్సో బి ఫైనైట్. దేర్ విల్ బి ఫైనైట్. యూ థింక్ దేర్ రిలేషన్షిప్ ఇష్యూస్ ఆర్ నాట్ దేర్ అవుట్ ఇన్ హెవెన్? నాట్ సపోజ్ టు బి దేర్, బట్ దే ఆర్ దేర్. అర్జున వెంట్ దేర్ అండ్ లుక్ ఎట్ రంభాస్ మైండ్ ఆల్సో. షీ హెడ్ గాట్ బోర్డ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ద అదర్ హెవెన్లీ క్యారెక్టర్స్. హెవెన్లీ షీ సా అర్జున, సరే దిస్ గై ఇస్ డిఫరెంట్, ఐ వాంట్ దిస్ గై. బట్ అర్జున కూడా ఎక్సెప్ట్, యూ మ్యారీడ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ మై ఆన్సెస్టర్స్, దేర్ఫోర్ యు ఆర్ లైక్ అ మదర్ ఫిగర్ టు మీ, ఆన్సెస్టర్ ఫిగర్. బస్ ఈజ్ ఇడియట్, దట్ ఈస్ ఆన్ ఎర్త్, నాట్ హియర్. అవి క్యా కరేగా, అవి క్యా కరేగా. రిలేషన్షిప్ ఇష్యూ కేమ్ అప్. బి కేర్ఫుల్ వాట్ యూ ప్రే ఫర్, యువర్ ప్రేయర్స్ మే బి ఆన్సర్డ్ అండ్ దెన్ యూ మే హ్యావ్ అ ప్రాబ్లమ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దట్. ఆర్ యూ గెటింగ్ ద ఐడియా? ఎనీ ఇష్యూ విల్ బి దేర్, ఆఫ్టర్ సమ్ టైమ్ విల్ గెట్ బోర్డ్ దేర్. ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈస్ దేర్ హియర్ గారు. బట్ అచీవ్మెంట్ నీ ఏ నో, ఐఎమ్ యూస్ టు అచీవింగ్ థింగ్స్ ఆన్ ఎర్త్, ఆల్వేస్ అన్ అచీవర్. దిస్ నో అచీవ్మెంట్ హియర్, ఓన్లీ ఫన్ హియర్, ఎంజాయ్మెంట్. బోరో గేమే కరెక్ట్, బోరో జాయిగా. టేక్ ఏ టైమ్ ఫర్ యూ టు కమ్ బ్యాక్ టు ఎర్త్. మీనింగ్ ద ఫైనిట్యూడ్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్, ద ఫైనిట్యూడ్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ అండ్ యువర్ హార్ట్ ఈజ్ రియలీ స్పీకింగ్ ఇన్ ది ఇన్ఫైనైట్, నాట్ ఇన్ ద ఫైనైట్. టు రికగ్నైజ్ దాట్, టు రికగ్నైజ్ దాట్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ ఇన్ టర్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ కాగ్నిషన్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ బట్ ఎమోషనల్ ఎక్సెప్టెన్స్ ఆఫ్ దాట్, దట్ దిస్ ఇస్ ఇట్. ఐ విల్ ఎంజాయ్ వాట్ ఈస్ దేర్, దట్ డజన్ మీన్ యూ కాంట్ ఎంజాయ్ లైఫ్. ఆఫ్ కోర్స్ యూ కెన్ ఎంజాయ్ లైఫ్, ఆఫ్ కోర్స్. లుక్ ఎట్ ది సాధుస్ ఈటింగ్ ఆ భండారా, యూ విల్ నో వాట్ ఎంజాయింగ్ లైఫ్ ఇస్. టోటలీ ఫోకస్డ్ ఆన్ వాట్ ఈస్ దేర్ విత్ అప్రిసియేషన్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ యాస్ వెల్. సో వన్స్ ఇన్ బిట్వీన్ ఎ బ్రేక్ బిట్వీన్ ఎ లడ్డూ అండ్ అనదర్ వన్, ఎ శ్లోక విల్ కమ్ అవుట్. ఎస్ సీర్ ఆల్ దాట్ రిషికేష్ శ్లోక విల్ కమ్ అవుట్. యా, ప్రైజ్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్, యా, ఎంజాయింగ్ హోల్ థింగ్. యా, ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ, ఆనందో. Because that's what it is. Because even in the bhoga, I remember the ananda. Me. And sometimes some philosophical statements also will come up with a whip. Lahar dunde lahari ko. The wave is searching for water. Kapada dunde sooth. Cloth is searching for cotton. Jeeva dunde brahma ko. Jeeva is searching for brahman. Tino ooth ke ooth. బోలో సియావర రామచంద్రకి జయ. ఆల్ త్రీ ఆర్ ఇడియట్స్, కరెక్ట్. కిదరాత భండారాగా బీచ్ మే, వెన్ యూఆర్ ఎంజాయింగ్ ద హోల్ థింగ్, యూ కెన్ ఎంజాయ్ లైఫ్, దట్స్ నాట్ అన్ ఇష్యూ. బట్ యూ హ్యావ్ దట్ వైరాగ్య, దట్ ఆబ్జెక్టివిటీ. దట్స్ వెన్ ఐ పుట్ ఇట్ యాజ్ వైరాగ్య, యాజ్ నో డిజైర్ ఎక్సెట్రా. నౌ దట్ గివ్స్ యూ అ రాంగ్ కన్సెప్ట్ సమ్ టైమ్స్. ఆబ్జెక్టివిటీ ఇస్ అ బెటర్ వర్డ్. Because words have to be updated in English especially, because in English words gain meaning by use and abuse. By use and abuse again. So sometimes it has to be, updated every 25-30 years, you know. It has to be updated. So I put the word vairagya as objectivity. Your objectivity, your pursuits of life, your heart is not in any of them. Heart is not in any of them meaning you know that they are not going to deliver the goods. It's fine to enjoy it when it is there. But that's all. What you are really after is that total fulfillment. And none of this will give you total fulfillment. They will give you a temporary thing. Ha, theek hai. the temporary thing it will give you. Remember 6 minutes. Temporary thing. Or kya? What else is it? That's all. Yeah. What else you expect from a cup of coffee? Cup of coffee. Or kya? Not more than that, no? So not to expect what a thing cannot deliver. It's a big thing. That understanding from life is a big thing, you know. It's a big understanding of life. Half our problems in life, we are expecting from life what life cannot give. That is the issue. Yeah. If you are expecting a simple thing, hey, money will buy me comfort. Well, it can buy me a house. It can buy me a nice AC setup, everything. That much only. Then you will not have a problem. But I should be happy in that house. Because I have that, I should be happy. That is an expectation that will not fulfill. You can be happy, you can be unhappy, both. That depends on other things. Yeah. So when you are expecting that because of this, I will be happy. If you are expecting because of this, I will be comfortable, no problems. Provided you don't have a backache. Yeah, if you have a backache, then you are uncomfortable. Because now it is not with what you have, it is with you. So, this way. Yeah, you have some sense of security, some stability in your life. Yes. Good. You have managed your life. That's all. Life is meant for managing. The cure for life comes from Vedanta. The cure from life is your lack of fulfillment, isolation, loneliness, those things. Purposelessness. Purposelessness of life. After all that, what? Ram Naam Satya Hai.
Sabki Yehi Gati
Hai. Baki Yehi Gati Hai.
Second line, Sabki Yehi Gati Hai.
That's it. All of us are going to go like this one. So where is the purpose in all that you have done? Nothing. Yeah. I mean, kya hai? How many people remember it? How many people remember it? It would be interesting to read Shraddhanjali ke kon kon aata. Only 2 months. Yeah. Yeah, one person told me, I already paid respect to him. I don't want to come and do it a second time. Said, okay. You're supposed to be a great devotee of Swami. Not that it surprised me because I expected it. Yeah, okay, understandable. Yehi duniya ke ariti hai. This is it. Won't be there, no? Hey, Swamiji was there, I was interested in Vedanta. Swamiji gone, now I don't know. Correct. You don't know. There are teachers available, but I don't know. Okay, fine. Yeah, it's true. Once you're related to a giant like that, to relate to a pygmy like us is difficult. Not really. But I can understand their mindset. Yeah, I can understand. If their commitment was to the knowledge, then they can. If their commitment was a person, difficult. If the commitment was both to a person and the knowledge, they can still relate to someone else. Like Sahaya. He was relating to Akhandananji. Giant. Akhandananji had his Mahasamadhi. After that, kiska paas jao. He couldn't relate to everyone. Correct. He couldn't relate to him. Then he wandered into my class. Ye to sampradaya inko jaan. Inko hai inke paas sampradaya. Bas yaan abhi aur kahan nahi hai jana. Fine. If you recognize that, great. If you don't recognize, you have to search. But it's Veda, that which will deliver your fulfillment. To emotionally also recognize that, that's called Vairagya. To follow what your head knows. Head knows everything is anityam. Then why am I looking for fulfillment there? No, I'm not looking for fulfillment. I'm just looking for some comfort. Please do. Please do. Yeah, you're looking for some comfort. It's good, no? If you're going to be unhappy anyway, you might as well be comfortably unhappy than uncomfortably unhappy. And if you are trying for happiness, you might as well comfortably try for happiness rather than uncomfortably try for happiness. I accept that. I accept that. So be comfortable. Work for your comfort. I'm not saying don't do that. How much of your time and effort you're going to invest in that is a question. See, not even time and effort. It's a question of what is your heart telling you? How objective you are. To recognize what life can give you and life cannot. This is purely based on your experience of life, isn't it? If you have lived a life, you will know that this is all that things can give me. Money can only give me so much. House can only give me so much. Relationship can give me only so much. Only my dog can give me unconditional love. Nothing else. Udna hai. Nobody else can give you unconditional love. My dog can give me. Yeah. Udna hota hai, of course. A dog's love is unconditional. But that's all you'll get, nothing else. Not enough for living. Yeah. You need other things for living. That you won't get. Yeah. Okay, therefore this is the second qualification, iha amutra, iha here, amutra there, artha phala bhogam, all the artha that you get for phala bhogam, which is the result of your action for bhoga, for enjoyment. Karma phala is for bhoga, for experiencing, for enjoying. Okay, viragaha, objectivity with respect to all of them, learned from life. Okay, it's all learned from life, for which he quotes also here, you know. Tad yata iha karmajito loka kshiyate evam eva amutra punyajito loka api kshiyate chandogya. Like how here, karmajitaha lokaha, experiences that you have got from by your action, kshiyate comes to an end. Similarly there, punyajitaha, which are won by punya, that also kshiyate comes to an end. Why? Because punya is won by karma. Punya is one by karma, therefore that also kshiyate. Otherwise, you will be like this friend I had, you know. Few of us will go for a holiday. 4 nights in Mathuram. By the way, those who want to go, take a break in holiday, only Mathuram is not booked out, okay? It's only booked out 40%. All other places are 90-95% booked out. Mathuram you still get places. Okay, only 40% booked out. There's a report 2 days back in the papers. You know, Ganpati Pule, Tarkarli, all that is booked out. Mathuram is still available. Anyway, 4 nights in Mathuram. First day everyone is going. Second night onwards you'll say, oh God, one night over already. Second night has come. Holiday will be over. What do you expect? See, you recognize it, but your heart got accepted. What did you look for in a holiday? Fulfillment? Stay there for a month, become a local and see what happens. Yeah. Every hotel owner, and I know quite a few in Mathuram, all of them cribble about the prices, about everything, about the lack of tourists. Yeah. Everyone is cribbing, naturally. Naturally. Yeah. Because you see the limitations when you live there on a longer basis. No? Not if you are there for 3-4 days. Yeah. Okay. Alright. So over here. Then, alright, you have this Nitya Nitya Vasu Viveka. Then maturity in life also consists in terms of certain attitudes. How you handle your own internal, how you manage your internal stuff. Your internal reality, how do you manage it? Okay. All this is attitude with respect to things and thing around you. Here, how do you manage your mind itself? Okay, that he is talking about here. That he had said as Shamadhi Shatka Sampatti. So each one, okay. He's talking about all in one thing and then each one is taking up. Shamadeyastu. Shamaha. Damaha. Uparati. Titiksha, Samadhana, Shraddhakya. 6. Sama, Dama, Uparati, Titiksha, Samadhanam, Shraddha. Each one he'll talk about. So let us see each one. शमस्तावत् श्रवणादि व्यतिरिक्त विषयेभ्यः मानसो निग्रह शमस्तु मनो निग्रह. इफ यू वांट वन शॉट डेफिनेशन ऑफ शमा इज मास्टरी ऑफ द माइंड इज शमः. शमा इज मास्टरी ऑफ द माइंड. मास्टरी ऑफ द माइंड इज व्हाट योर थिंकिंग एंड योर इमोशंस. What do you mean mastery of the mind? That you have a mastery over your thinking and your emotions. Remember this? That is?
Yoga.
Yeah, manonigraha. The end of yoga is supposed to be manonigraha anyway. So the whole end he has put as shamaha. Yeah. Shama is mental mastery.
Shama.
Shamyate iti, the mind is quiet. Shamyate iti. Yeah, mind is mastered. That means two things. Two, three things come into the picture. Mind listens to you, you don't have to listen to the mind. Big thing. Big thing. Shamaha.
Yeah.
Your emotions don't carry you away. Your emotions don't carry you. You have emotions. In what I always say, remember? Think clearly. Feel deeply, act decisively. Finished. That's mastery. This is mastery of the mind, isn't it? This is mastery of the mind. So that means what? I have to see that my thinking is objective. My thinking does not have all those distortions I talked about earlier. Remember 15 styles of distorted thinking, etc. Those distortions are not there. Then my emotions also will be in harmony. Mastered. Because no distortions. Vivega Vairagya is already there, so I'm not going to be carried away by an emotion just like that. But distorted thinking can be there. So all that is taken care of. Emotions are there, but I'm not carried away by the emotion. That's all. Yeah. Simple. I mean, I have talked elaborately about this in our workshop, this, that, everything. All that is into the picture here. Because this is a major issue with people. The lack of mastery of the mind. Impulse control. All these things come into the picture. No? All this comes into the picture. If you look at all the problems you get into, those problems are generally because shama issues. Shama issues, you know. Don't have enough shama. That's why all the issues you get into. And that's the understanding again from life. Hey, how do you understand these things? Life and learning, that's where the whole thing is. Yeah. Then here he extends it a little bit. Extends it. He says, Shravanadi Vetirekta Vishayabhya Manonigraha. Says that my mental energy is not wasted in anything other than Shravanam, etc. Shravanam Manana Nididhyasanam. Meaning, he brings in certain priorities also into it. What are your life priorities also comes into the picture. With Vairagya itself, it has come. Some of it has come. Shama, more of it comes. What are your life priorities? I want to do it all. Doing it all, gadbar ho jayega. 24 hours only you have. Only 24 hours. So, what is the all that you want to do? You know, I was a person like that. I really wanted to do it all. At any time, I had a dozen irons in the fire. At any time in my life. Yeah. I was involved in so many things. You won't believe it. Yeah. So many things I used to do. Yeah. I used to be out of the home at 6 o'clock in the morning, come at 9 o'clock in the night. That was norm.
Norm.
Okay. Still time for, find time for meditation, this is the Dharitira also. Do it all. Then at one of Swamiji's camps in Lonavala, in Sahanis, I suddenly realized, what am I looking after? And this is what I want in life. Because I want the all, I am trying to do it all. Because I want the whole, the infinite, I am trying to do everything. So why not go directly for the gold? Why wasting time in all the silver and copper and everything? Go for the gold straight. That day I decided, one day I'm going to take it up. Because that's what we're really after. With this doing it all phenomenon, wanting it all, doing it all, really speaking, it comes from your desire for moksha. Really speaking, it comes from. Therefore, to chop a few things down, because you can't do it all. To focus on your priorities, focus on that. And here he's saying, focus on the only absolute priority, nothing else. I can't do that. All right, do some other things also along with it. Nobody's saying no. This is like sannyasi is living. Yeah, only shravanavan nidhi, aur kya karne ke, kuch nahi. Bhiksha jayega. Kyun? Jinda rehne ke na? Jnana vairagya siddhirtham bhiksham dehi. Because I need knowledge and my vairagya to settle down all that thing, I need bhiksha. Therefore, bhiksha ke liye jaye. So for them, you can take it absolute like this. We live like this as sadhus. But otherwise, karma yoga lifestyle, remember, do whatever is necessary. Prioritize and do that. Okay. Yeah, that is shamaha. My, basically, mano nigraha, mastery of the mind. Okay. Now, why yoga is called chittavritti nirodha? Because what is the height of yoga? Nirvikalpa samadhi, no? In samadhi, what are you supposed to do? Complete cessation of thought. No? That is the total mastery. No? That's why. Shama is not that type of mastery. Shama is thinking clear mastery. Okay? Yeah. Damaha Bahi Indriyanam Tad Vyatirakta Vishyebhyaha Nivartanam. What is Dama? Bahi Indriyanam Nivartanam. Control about of your external organs. Meaning what? If Shama is there totally, you don't need Dama. Somebody came and told me, insulted me, let us say. Okay, that is his opinion here. Shama, that's his opinion, he's welcome to his opinion. India is a free country here. Let him have his opinion. No problems. How did he say like that to me? I felt like wringing his neck. Crack. I feel like it. But that means Shama is gone. Shama is gone. But Damaha, physically, I restrain myself. I say, no. Civilized society is inappropriate. No. So Dhamma is that saying that no. Impulse control is Dhamma. Impulse control. Lot of impulses, you have sudden thing. Your brain is short-circuited. It doesn't go to your cognitive function, etc. The amygdala takes over. Emotional intelligence. Okay. Amygdala takes over. Impulse control. There also you learn that mastery. No. Gusa aaya hai. No, I'll swallow that anger. But swallowing anger is problematic. It'll burn you from inside. So after that Dhamma, go back to Shamaha. Process that anger. Processing anger is part of Shamaha. Think it clear, nahi? Or he said it because of his ignorance. He's an idiot anyway. How do you expect wise behavior from an idiot? Whatever you need to think. To think it through so that you are at peace. So Shama and Dhamma has to go together. Because sometimes that Shama will not work. You don't have it. And Because you're a human being. Don't blame yourself and say, oh, I don't have Shama, now what to do? You're human. When I hear these people murdering the Upanishadic verses, no? Anoho, Aniyan, Mahato, Mahiyan, Visna, remember I told you all. Yes. Smaller than the smallest, bigger than the biggest. Then he says, shorter than the shortest, taller than the tallest, fatter than the fattest. One whack, finished. He will never talk, he will not talk for the next 3 days. He's a harder whack, he will not talk for 2 weeks because he'll have to be wired. You feel like that. But no, Dhamma, Nayar. Then, he didn't have the luck to be exposed to teachers like mine. Yaar. Okay, kya karega? Poor guy. Then you are at okay, fine. Because no compassion has come. With Shama, you bring in that compassion. Dhamma, you bring in that control. Then Shama, you bring in compassion. Poor guy, yaar. I had this lucky to have a teacher like him. He didn't have that exposure. So, sadhu ban gaya abhi. But he doesn't have exposure to traditional teaching. Pity, yaar. Then what happened to your anger? Anger gone, no? Resolved, no? Anger was there. With Dhamma you handled it. With Shama you resolved it. Shama you resolved it. Yeah, most of the time Shama can come before itself. Before Dhamma becomes necessary. Somebody is doing something stupid. It's okay, yaar. Jaane do. Hota hai. Leave it. Yeah. But if that cannot happen, then Dhamma. And then get back to Shama. That's important. Getting back to Shama is important. Otherwise, that emotion will burn you up inside. Whatever the emotion is. Yeah. Are you getting this? Shama, Dhamma functioning. They function in tandem. Okay? In your life, they'll function in tandem. That's also part of maturity of living or not? Yes, also all this is part of maturity of living. This is why someone who has lived a few years was respected in India. Why? Hey, all this learning is there. Maybe once upon a time. Now I don't find it. Few people are there like that. Not, yeah. Not everyone. Few people are there. Yeah. Then, what is Uparati? The third value. Uparati comes into the picture. Nivrtitanam etesham tad vyatirikta vishyebhyah uparamanam uparati atva vihitanam karmanam vidina parityagaha. He is giving all from the standpoint of a sadhu, okay? Some of the definitions are the highest possible. Uparamanam uparatihi. When your mind is at peace, it is called uparati. Okay? For that he says, nivartitanam etesham. Etesham manaha. Which has been withdrawn by Shamadama from other things. Sorry, in Dhamma I didn't mention one more thing. Tyat vyatirekta vishyebhya nivartanam. That means not wasting your time in other than shravana manana nididhyasana. Meaning action-wise, activity-wise. Activity-wise. No. In Shama, in Dhamma also it is there. Look at it. In the book it is there. Tyat vyatirikta vishyebhya. Meaning other than this thing, you are not running around here and there doing everything. In other words, live by your priorities. In other words, live by your... Shama, Dhamma, that is similar. That is same for both. Then he says, nivrtitana mananam. This mind which has been taken from all of this. From all the other vishyebhya. Uparamanam. Quietening it. Keeping it quiet. Is called Uparati. That quiet mind. That mind that enjoys a silence within. The mind that is free from inner chatter. All the time look at your mind. You are always speaking something to yourself. Machine is on. Not a wonder without any physical activity you are tired. That's why people like to go and do some workout. Why? You can't think of anything. I'm pushing. Yeah. That's why people say, yeah, yoga and all I can't do too slow. I want something active. Because they both mind there. Active means the mind won't go run here and there. Yeah, you want something more active. Then yoga also, they want power yoga because of that. Or vinyasa. So that activity comes into the picture. Yeah. This is how the mind is. Or he says, how do you get that mind? Uparati. He says, vihitanam karmanam vidina parityaga. The Veda, he's talking from Vedic terms, has enjoined some karmas for you, your duties, etc. Nityanaimitika karma, remember? Which includes Vedic duties as well as worldly duties. You are there, this has to be done, that has to be done, you have to work for a living, this. All those things are there. Vidina parityaga. Giving it up according to a proper vidhi. Meaning, taking a life of sannyasa. Now what are you doing? Nothing. Sadhu ban gaya. Kaam gaya. Family gaya. Gaya. Girlfriend gaya. Kuch nahi. No wastage of time and energy in anything. Then, mind is at peace now. No? Nothing to distract it. There can be, but nothing. Or, sannyasa and all is too much for me. Doesn't matter. The other books also deal with it. It says, karma yoga buddhi. Is also the same, Uparati says. Why? Mind is worried, anxious. Prasada buddhi, Ishwara arpanam. Mind quietens down. No? All your worry, anxiety gone. No? Correct? Can you see that? There were sannyasins. Tu mahabaho dukkham aptum ayogataha. Remember Gita long back. If you have not lived a life of yoga, karma yoga is not possible. Ekam jnanam cha, ekam sankhyam cha, yogam cha, yapashyati sapashyati. Don't see sannyasa and yoga as something completely different. Yeah. Don't see it as completely different. One helps the other. They are both sides. One is a little fast track, slow track. It's not a difference. Expressway, scenic route. Yeah. So, karma yoga buddhi also will give you uparati. Sannyasa you can take only if you have karma yoga buddhi. Prasada buddhi, everything is there. Everything is a gift from the Lord. Here I act and things are a gift from the Lord. Without action, acting. Prarabdhaya arpitam svavapuhu. You are living your life to prarabdha. If you are meant to get food, you will get food. If you are not meant to eat, you won't get. Simple as that. Bhiksha jao. That's why you don't find generally sadhus having ekadashi, this, that, etc. Why? Are bina ekadashi bhi kabhi kabhi ekadashi ho jata hai. Khana bhiksha nahi milta hai. So, jab mila khalo, nahi mila ekadashi banalo. I'm not joking. This is the sadhu attitude. Because there are times when you don't get it. And if you don't get it very often, then what will you do? Annapurne, sada apurne, Shankara, pranavallave, pray to Annapurna. Jnana vairagya siddhyartham bhiksham dehi cha parvati. Yeah. That is anyhow the lifestyle. Uparati will happen. Because aur kya karo? Kaam dhanda kya hai? Jab karo, pat karo, tap karo. In Rishikesh style this is called. In Rishikesh we will say, are sanyas sadhu ban ke abhi kya kar raha? Jab karo, pat karo, tap karo. Aur kya? Study pataha, japaha and tapas. Tapas is dhyanam. Aur kya karna hai? Aur kuch kaam nahi hai.
Inner peace,
exactly. Yeah, Kung Fu Panda, inner peace, exactly. Yeah. Quietening down. Vipassana, very good for it. But there will be a big turmoil before you can quieten it. Yeah, big turmoil will happen. All the churning will happen before you can quieten it. It's fine. Yeah. To stop your mental chatter. Yeah. Then we can see this. Titiksha, Titoshnadi, Dandva Sahushnata, Titiksha, this is Titoshnadi, hot, cold, etc. Ushnam is hot, Sheetam is cold. Okay, Adi Dvandaha, these opposites will always be there in life. Tasya sahishnuta. Putting up with it. Cheerfully putting up with it. Hey, October. So hot, yaar. What do you expect October to be? What do you expect October to be? Hot. October heat was famous in Bombay. There's nothing new. When you were in school also, I heard my parents talking October heat. Oh. Yeah, October is bound to be hot. Okay. January is cold. What else do you expect January to be? Yeah. Getting it, accepting things, this is fact of life, yeah. That's why he is quoted there from Vyoga Chudamani. Sahanam sarva dukkhanam apratikara purvakam chinta vilaparahitam satitiksha nigadyate. Very beautiful definition of titiksha. No? Sahanam sarva dukkhanam, being able to accept and put up with all dukkhas. Apratikara purvakam, without bothering about taking care of it. You know, spending your time and energy in pratikaram. Pratikaram means to seek this thing. Then chinta vilapa rahitam, without chinta, worrying, vilapa, cribbing about it all the time. So hot, so hot. Remember I told you something about, I was so thirsty. The train journey. I'm thirsty. Borivali chota hai. Paschim Express. Next stop is Dhanu. Dhanu mein pani milega. There is a cooler there, you'll get cold water. How long will it take to Dhanu? But 1.5 hours from Borivali. Oh, I'm so thirsty. I'm so thirsty. I'm so thirsty. Okay, Baba, you're thirsty. By saying it, you're breathing more breath. More of your moisture is going out. Keep quiet. Suck on a sweet. Here. So thirsty. So thirsty. Okay, okay. So Dhanu mein gaya, there's a 5-minute stop there. Pani piya, sab kiya, sab kiya. It's a true story. I'm not making it up. Yeah. Swamiji is also with him. And in Dhanu, my friend, that time Dr. Geeta came and met us in the train. All this was happening there. All right, Pani Piya. Amma, are you okay now? Yeah, yeah. What do you know? I was so thirsty. I'm not joking. Chinta vilaparahita. Now you understand what it means. Nitiksha, power goes off in the night. What do you do? Summer. Power goes off. Two hours. Arey so ja yaar. Once you sleep, na, it won't make a difference to you. How can I sleep in this? By fanning, you'll feel more hot. Take your pillow, put it on the floor, open the whole nice bay windows you got, open it, sleep. 5 minutes mein so jayega. When will you get up? When you start feeling cold because the power has come on, the fan is on again, and you're on the floor. Okay, then get up, move back to the bed and go to sleep again. Viril, what else? Aur kya karne ka? Aur kya karne ka? Can you see that approach to life? What is this? I must get an inverter. That you can see only tomorrow morning after the shops open. Now what are you talking about inverter? If you want, make a note of it and go back to sleep. Like once in Rishikesh, my first 2 weeks in Rishikesh, we were staying in Andhra Ashram. Okay? Sadhu block. So we had not carried any bedding or anything with us. Just a jamkana, you know, we had taken. What do you call it? Bedroll, no? Jamkana, you know, some couple of sheets. And on the ground there was something put. Jamkana was already put, covering the whole room. That is all. Winter, December, Rishikesh. No razai, nothing. December mein ek razai ka sandhi hota hai. नवंबर बिगिनिंग एक कंबल की ठंडी होता है. दिवाली हो जाएगा तो दो कंबल की ठंडी होता है. दिसंबर तक तो रजाई की ठंडी होता है. दिस इज हाउ यू मेजर कोल्ड. ओके, 1 ब्लैंकेट 2 ब्लैंकेट रजाई. व्हाट वी हैड, आई हैड अ कॉटन शी ब्लैंकेट लाइक थिंग, दैट्स ऑल वी हैड. सो रात को हाउ कैन यू स्लीप? डोंट स्लीप. गेट अप, पुट ऑल द स्टफ अराउंड यू. Sit down, write your notes, study, all that. Then at 3 o'clock, Ram Chaitanya, I'll never forget him. He'll give you a huge cup of glass. You know that lassi glass? Of tea. Hot, hot, hot. Tea was more watery, but hot. Ah, pija. Ah, abhi neend achha hai. So ja. You're warmed up with that tea. Sleep up to 6 o'clock, get up and go for meditation, Swamiji. You can continue to sleep there if you want to. Okay. Leave the windows and all open because the sun will warm it up in the afternoon. Catch your sleep in the afternoon. Titiksha, no cribbing about it. Enjoy it. Joke about it if you want. Enjoy it. Yeah. That is it. That's called Titiksha. Because any society, anywhere will have its pinpricks. Like this guy cribbing. Got a nice Mercedes car, but I'm stuck in that same traffic jam as a Fiat next door. Correct. Bombay. You don't expect to be caught in a traffic jam. How much can you crib? You can crib. Government should do this. Jam will not clear off. Jam will still be there. If you can do something about it, do it. Otherwise, just rely. Don't waste your mental energies on it. If you can do something, yes, please be proactive and do it. But don't go on cribbing about it and wasting your mental energies. Okay, that is Titiksha. Then Samadhanam. Nigrihitasya manasaha shravanado tat anuguna vishaye cha samadhi. He says, samadhi samadhanam. Samadhiyate manaha. The mind is absorbed in it. In what? Nigrihitasya manasaha, the mind that has been mastered. Shravanadav, in Shravanam, etc. Tat aguna, anuguna vishyecha, in things that are conducive to Shravana, the mind being absorbed by that. What is that? Amanitvam, adam, vitvam, ahimsa, kshanti, rarjavam. Remember all those qualities? Mind is absorbed in those qualities, meaning mind is absorbed in cultivating those qualities. Acharya, upasanam, shaucham, all those things. You put there in the footnotes, all that is one. Or studying more of Vedanta, studying other things, that. Meaning the mind is absorbed with this pursuit. Totally, totally not possible because my life is Karma Yoga lifestyle. All right, doesn't matter. In Karma Yoga lifestyle, there has to be, and in Sannyasi lifestyle also, there has to be one extension of this meaning in Samadhanam. Forbearance, acceptance of people for what they are. That's very important. You get bugged with the people in your life. You are human. So for there are certain things and certain people are unacceptable. But to be able to put up with them, that's also important. Yeah. That's also important. Yeah. But he's such an idiot. Correct? He's an idiot. Label him if you want to. If it helps you to accept him. So that your mind is not unnecessarily wasted in the energy of all. Yeah. Relax. Do what you have to do. These type of people will always be there. Yeah. You can't make everybody happy. Let it be. Accept them for what they are. If the guy is an idiot, accept him as an idiot. If he is a terrorist, accept him as a terrorist. If you accept him as a terrorist, whatever business you do with him will be from the barrel of a gun. Okay, remember that. Yeah, because I am accepting him for what he is. Then I'll deal with him with what he is. Acceptance. That's also part of samadhanam. Then, shraddha. Guru upadishta. Vedanta vakyeshu. Vishwasaha. Vishwasaha, belief, faith, trust. Okay, trust. In what? Guru upadishta Vedanta vakyeshu. Trust in what? The Guru. What the Guru does or says? Upadesha. His teaching. What is that? Vedanta vakya. The Guru can't be teaching anything other than Vedanta vakya. Or anukulam, what is in harmony with that? Like our workshops, etc. Anukulam. Vedanta Vakya he should be teaching. Therefore, when he teaches, the trust in that. Remember how I defined Shraddha? The trust, confidence, etc. in a pramana. Do you have 100 bucks? A change for 100 bucks? I don't know. I'll look and tell you. You don't know whether you have change, but you are sure if you look into your wallet, you will know whether you have change or not. I don't know the truth yet. But I am sure if I look into the vakyas, I will know it. That type of a trust. Like how you have trust in your eyes. If you look into your wallet, you will know. Similarly, if you look into Vedanta vakya, you will know. But Vedanta vakya, you can't understand yourself. Therefore, Guru Upadishtam, taught by the Guru. Therefore, the Shraddha is in the Vedanta vakya. Person is incidental. This is Sampradaya with who can help you unfold and communicate that Vedanta vakya. Okay, that is Shraddha. I don't have to elaborate this. Open mind, belief, etc. That's all for beginners. Not Vedanta Sara level, okay? Yeah, beginners, okay. Open mind, willing to give it a try. All that is for Tattva Bodha level. Not here. When you're talking about Vedanta Sara, okay? Then the last one, Mumukshutvam, Moksha Icha. Simple. Desire for Moksha. How important a value it is for you. Is your personal fulfillment important to you or not? Hey, of course it is important. Good. Then you have mumukshutva. If it is important, are you willing to give time and effort? Okay, that's also important. It is not important to say it is important. I have to recognize the need for moksha in my life. It's not always recognized. That my problem is one of human finitude, I don't always recognize it. That is the issue. I see a lot of people, very intelligent, very this thing, who can become very good students of Vedanta. Other all these qualities they have. But desire for moksha is lacking. Not that it is not there, because some level it is there. No, there cannot be a human being without some desire for moksha. But it is not very well discerned. It is not identified. It is not very well understood that this is what I wanted. What I want is this sense of fulfillment is what I am seeking, to be very clear about it. And that will come only with this knowledge, to be clear about that. That is called moksha ichha, the desire for moksha. Because Vedanta is a value-based study. The value is my personal freedom. My personal freedom from finitude. That's why I am studying Vedanta for. It is not an intellectual exercise. Intellectual exercise, you might as well study physics or mathematics. Better. My value. How much do I value my sense of fulfillment? My freedom from my sense of finitude. Because moksha means freedom. Freedom from what? From my sense of finitude as a human being. My humanness is the problem. My finitude as a human being is a problem. And that freedom from that is what I am seeking. Once I am clear from that, things work out well. Because everything else falls into place. No? Then dharmartha kama, I want dharmartha kama. No? That, why to manage my life? My life has to be managed. Therefore, dharmartha kama is there. Ultimate is moksha. That's a pyramid. That's it, moksha and other things. The higher level of functioning. Like you say, now in modern management, etc., what is that pyramid of needs? Maslow's hierarchy of needs, exactly. Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Physiological needs, safety needs, emotional needs, respect needs, respect to a peer group. And highest is self-actualization. All that will work if dharma is the base. And if you extend self-actualization more, you'll get moksha. But that concept is not there in that culture. Therefore, they have to stop at that in between. Here you need dharma and there you need moksha. The higher level of functioning. Not that someone who is working for self-actualization doesn't mean he's not going to take off his emotional needs. No? Of course. Physiological needs, khana hai, take it. Yeah. So similarly here, moksha is your ultimate need. That's your, this thing, what you're working on. These needs will be taken care of. Dharmartha kama will be taken care of. In fact, all the other hierarchy of needs comes under artha and kama. What else is it? It's only artha and kama. So I'll work. Artha and kama will be taken care of. But that is my base is that is what I'm working on. That is the level of my functioning. Moksha is the level of my functioning. Other things are taken care of. Of course I will take care of it. I am a competent person. I lived life. I know how to get things done. My competency is there. No? Living a life has taught me competency. Therefore, taken care of. Moksha. This is a student. Okay. This is a student of Vedanta. For such a student, if he listens to Vedanta, you cannot prevent him from getting moksha. Such a student listening to Vedanta cannot be prevented from getting moksha. You know, the guru says, this character, na, isko moksha nahi milna chahiye. Guru's bias comes in, let us say. It won't come in, but let us say it comes in. This idiot doesn't deserve it. He listened to it, he has got all these things. Guru's willing and wishing also will not work. He will get it. Because the class he has to teach properly. No? He'll teach. That's it. You can't deny him the knowledge. That's how it is. Clear? Think it over. It's a huge topic. Okay? Maybe huge topic. The next class, we'll complete it. Okay? Om Tat Sat.